A federal court has ordered the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to pay for the toxic waste cleanup at a historic Yakima Nation fishing site on the Columbia River. The decision is said to be the first of its kind in the nation. Northwest Public Radio's Courtney Flatt has more.
For decades, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers used part of Bradford Island as a dumping ground for electrical equipment in the Columbia River. The electrical equipment leaked highly toxic PCBs into the river. Those toxins then accumulated in fish. In 2014, the Yakima Nation sued the Army Corps of Engineers to recover money it had spent helping clean up the site. With this court decision, the Corps is liable for past and future cleanup costs at Bradford Island. Dave Askman is an attorney for the Yakima Nation. He says this is the first time a tribe has successfully sued polluters under the Superfund law.
So it's going to hopefully begin a trend where Native peoples can start using the federal law to their benefit.
Right now, the Yakima Nation is asking for about $200,000 in recovery costs. That amount is yet to be settled in court. After cleanups as recent as 2007, sampling has still shown high concentrations of PCBs in resident fish near Bradford Island. There are fish consumption warnings from Bradford Island to 1 mile north of Bonneville Dam. Migratory fish, like salmon, are still okay to eat. The Army Corps of Engineers says its attorneys are reviewing the decision and figuring out if there are ramifications beyond this site near Bonneville Dam. Courtney Flatt, Northwest Public Radio News, Richland.